You're listening to SBS News. COVID-19 patients have been overwhelming hospitals in Italy and Spain, forcing intensive care doctors to make life and death decisions as to who gets treatment. And now it's happening in the United States. New figures from Johns Hopkins University reveal the US now has the most cases of any country, with at least 82,400 infections. New York State is a virus hotspot, with more than 30,000 cases and at least 285 deaths. Dr. Steve Caspitas is an intensive care unit doctor at Mount Sinai Queens Hospital in Astoria in New York. He says the coronavirus pandemic is worse than the September 11 terror attacks in 2001.
Hell. Biblical. I kid you not. People come in, they get intubated, they die, the cycle repeats.
Are you overwhelmed?
Yeah, the system's overwhelmed, all over the place. 9/11 was nothing compared to this. We were open waiting for patients to come who never came. Okay? Now, they just keep coming. And they're all ages. Don't delude yourself into thinking only the old will die or will get it. They're all ages.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is trying to source more ventilators and has adapted some of its existing equipment to meet the increased demand.
We have approved a technology that allows one ventilator to serve two patients, what they call splitting, which is where you add a second set of tubes to a ventilator to do two patients. It's not ideal, but we believe it's workable. We're also converting anesthesia machines to ventilators. We have a couple of thousand anesthesia machines in our hospitals, and we're converting them to work as ventilators.
In Europe, Italy has reported another 662 deaths, but the country's initial steep rise in cases has continued to level off 2 weeks into the country's lockdown. And in Spain, there have been another 655 deaths. The pandemic is putting millions of people out of work. Last week, almost 3.3 million people in the US applied for unemployment benefits. That's nearly five times the previous record of 695,000 set during a recession in 1982. Among the victims of the COVID-19 downturn is Stephanie Myers of Charlotte in North Carolina. She had two waitering jobs, which saw her working 8 to 9 shifts a week and having no social life. Now she's trying to work out how she'll manage after losing both those positions.
I don't have a social life at all. I work 8 to 9 shifts a week in the restaurant business as a server. You know, some people get to work from home. You know, they're able to take care of their children and stuff in the meantime. Some of us don't have it that good at all. Again, it's been hard, very hard.
Leaders of the G20 group of nations, which includes Australia, have pledged $7.5 trillion to stimulate the global economy. They met via video link and released a joint statement saying combating the virus requires a large-scale, coordinated, transparent, robust, and science-based approach. Russia's President Vladimir Putin suggested setting up so-called green corridors so there's free movement of supplies and technologies.
It's no less important during the period of the crisis to create so-called green corridors, free of trade wars and sanctions for mutual supplies of medicines, food, equipment and technologies. Ideally, we should introduce a joint moratorium, waiving any restriction on supplies of essential goods and financial transactions for their purchase.
Stimulus measures are being announced by governments on an almost daily basis. The UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, has announced financial relief for people who are self-employed.
The government will pay self-employed people who have been adversely affected by the coronavirus a taxable grant worth 80% of their average monthly profits over the last 3 years, up to £2,500 a month. This scheme will be open to people across the UK for at least 3 months, and I will extend it for longer if necessary.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.